The moratorium proposal came from the Appleton-based ThetaCare at a recent state Senate health committee hearing. ThetaCare runs three community hospitals in the Fox Valley. Company spokesperson John Gillespie says it seems that hospitals are being built as a giant marketing tool. He says recent studies show more than half the more than 12,000 hospital beds in the state remain empty on any given day.
We are constantly asked by our business community to look at ways that we can limit costs and or ask what cost drivers are. We've suggested that this is a cost driver and it's something that could be looked at to sort of arrest this building of capacity and this investment in unused brick and mortar.
The director of the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce, William Welch, points to Minnesota and Virginia as states where moratoriums have helped keep health care costs down. He'd like to see Wisconsin enact an 18 to 24 month building freeze.
You know, as an organization that generally believes in a free enterprise and having the market dictate these things, we believe that healthcare is a fairly different animal, that the market really is having very little to do with the construction of these facilities, and that overbuilding certainly has played a role in driving costs.
Welch says there's lots of support for a moratorium from businesses who've seen a 300% rise in health care premiums over the past decade. But the director of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, Eric Borgerding, says new hospitals aren't what's driving health care costs. He says it's the low Medicaid reimbursement hospitals receive from the state.
Our state's Medicaid program is basically financing itself by not paying health care providers.
Borgerding says hospitals have to make up the Medicaid shortfall by passing on the costs to insurance companies, who then charge patients higher premiums. He questions the hospital vacancy rates being used to support the push for a moratorium. He says new hospitals are needed to meet the needs of the rising elderly population. State Senator Carol Ressler, who chairs the Senate Health Committee, agrees. She says despite support from the business community, there's no backing for a building moratorium in the legislature.
I just don't see that at this time that there is a willingness to pursue that particular avenue.
Instead, she's placing her hope in new private health savings accounts and efforts by hospitals to make their costs more transparent to patients. She says that should allow market forces to keep health care costs in check. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.